Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Disco.
You go, boy.
DJ Disco.
You go, boy.
DJ Disco. DJ Disco. DJ Disco.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute now.
Mix with one of Chicago's hottest DJs, DJ Disco. DJ Disco.
Before the script get broke, she see the left check, she gone. I tap it, make it happen, stretch this exit home. A
of sweat as you moan. Hold up, give me a second. I think we got something else to say before we end this record. This beat is for your uncle and aunt. It's old enough to be dope, but young enough to be hot. Dedicated to everybody been beat by the cops. Just trying to get to the party and pop the key. The legendary incendiary resentment for authority figures. From the most vocal of the local California. I got a pocket full of money. Where the mall at? Where the quads at? Where the drinks? Where the bras at? You're fighting over bitches. Need to squash that. You shouldn't be disgruntled because you didn't land a posh cat. It's black pussy and I'm still trying to wash that. Rinse it up. Right between the center cuts. Sit in my lap and look at my snaps. Drop a 20 and watch these troublemakers fighting for scraps. My draw's so clean. My noose is so powder. Don't stress me out. Just eat your clam chowder. Trying to stick my honeybee into your flower. If you like this record, then make this shit louder. It's so terrific out on the Pacific. Green plants and dancing make you feel lifted. I'm DJ Quick and I'm so gifted that you didn't even feel when the moment of shifting. I turned the pocket around and slowed it all the way down.
Yeah. champagne when I walk through the door. Let me hear you say yeah, yeah, say yeah.
Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it.
There's only one DJ Disco, and you're listening to him.
Disco boy, disco boy, disco boy.
DJ.
Disco boy, disco boy, disco boy.
Too big, I make you back that ass up. I only go down if you keep your grass cut. Hair to the back, hat to the front. Weezy F, baby, pat it on the butt. Okay, still remixing with one of these vixens. I make her ride me like I'm C. Biscuit. Miss Esther Dean, you can get it. Look, I like a nice two-pack and a booty on Biggie. What's really good? What you know about it? Swagger too good. I should notarize it. Yeah, they call me too. No Bugs Bunny. Make the booty clap. Give it up for me. Cash young money. You know I brung money. I make that booty talk. Kind of chunk funny. I got a butt naked. In a red snuggie. I make her drop it low. Like she ducking from it. Now where she at? Where she at? There she go, go. There she go, go. She bring you back. Bring you back. Then she drop it low. Drop it low.
I'ma be
rich, baby. What?
I'ma the shit, baby, check me out.
I'ma be on top, never stop. I'ma be.
Look at her.
I'ma be
the upgraded new Negro. I'ma be the advanced brother with soul. I'ma be worldwide, international. I'ma be in Rio, rockin' Tokyo. I'ma be brilliant with my millions. Loan out a billion and get back a trillion. I'ma be a brother, but my name ain't Lehman. I'ma be a bank, I be loaning out steaming. Honey's in debt, they be bouncing them checks. But I don't really mind when they bouncing them checks. I'ma be sick with the flow, and the goal is to rock the whole globe. I'ma be the future, I'ma be the whole. Reason why you even wanna come to a show. You can see me while I'm rocking and I'm kicking down a Jordan.
I'ma be up in the club, doing whatever I like. I'ma be popping that bubbly, cooling and living that good life. Oh, let's make this last forever. Party and we'll chill together. On and 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 on.
Go, boy.
Rocking like this. What? Y'all niggas want to talk shit? What? Why don't you put it on the blog, nigga? Rocking like this is my job, nigga. We can't help that we popular, and all these folks wanna flock to us. Come to a show and just rock with us. A million plus with binoculars.
I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good.
Brothers and sisters, I want y'all to get out on the floor, and we're gonna commit to do the booty. know the booty up target style. You can know the booty up target style. You can know the booty up target style. Remember never choke a big button and smile. Take it from a man who study bootyology. I can play Monopoly and still do it properly everywhere I go and everywhere I turn. I say the booty up and people want to learn. But I just laugh and say I gotta go.
Cause I gotta red, my booty cause kinda so.
moment of silence for this small chronic break.
You go, boy.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey, 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 hey. You. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Hey yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You gotta have your bars ready, gotta have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack, it gotta be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com, that's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right, get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com is www.westernworld1.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTONWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You're just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added 2 or 3 additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, moment. motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
You're in the mix with one of Chicago's hottest DJs, DJ Disco.
You go, boy.
God, show me the way.
God show me the way.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, I need Jesus.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, I need Jesus.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, I need Jesus.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death. I walk through the valley of the sky with death.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
I need Jesus.
From tree to tree, 90 miles from the nearest town. Angel loved me. Exotic flowers all around. The scent still lingers in my head. Despite sound and feel played with our senses, the fire started slowly, how swiftly it spread. We packed a picnic, drove to the beach, mesmerized by each other, oblivious to time. A good love was within our reach as we lay in the water, baptizing body and mind. We rented a glass-bottomed boat. We got farther from shore. You had on that yellow sweater. I loved that sweater. You never wear it anymore.
Go boy.
still I got my head up, just like I promised you. Ever since you left, your baby boy's been dealing with problem after problem. Tell me, what am I supposed to do? See, I get lost sometimes, don't understand this place. Look in the mirror sometimes and see a troubled face. And then my tears roll down and hit the sink. And I hold my head up high, and if there's getting in my cry. All these questions deep inside my mind, like, if Jesus loved me, why he leave my side? Mama, I'm still trying to get the answer why. You were young, 45, and had to die. I'm always trying to help people out, and it's them same people trying to take food out my mouth. For real though, seems like the more money I make, for real, the more drama y'all try to create, for real, the more I try to move into the positive, for real, boy, y'all don't wanna let me live. When will you realize that I don't owe you nothing? Need to get up off your butt and go get your own trumpet. I'm pulling on my hair to keep from snapping off. Who's right up in my camp and be acting off? Somebody out there, please pray on what I'm talking about. Still young, trying to figure it all out. Where am I need a hug? Isn't anybody out there willing to embrace a thug? Feeling like a change of heart, and all I really need is a sign or a word from God. Shower down on me, wet me with your love. I need you to take me. Lift me up, oh yeah. I gave 13 years of my life to this industry. Hit song or not, I've given all of me. You smile in my face and tell me that you love. But then before you know the truth, you're so quick to judge me. That's alright, go ahead, keep talking. Cause I'ma hold my head up high and keep walking. And reach for the sky, focus on the plan. Rescue the ghetto with this paper and pen. And this is for the homies that we lost. Yo, we cannot forget y'all, so the hats come off. We pour a little liquor out for the memory. I know y'all up there sitting on chrome in them pearly streets. The streets of ours, be careful, stay alive. I'm praying for your families, I hope you pray for mine. For real though, used to be a time you wish me well. For real though, it hurts to know you wanna see me fail. For real though, and don't forget I kept you out of jail. For real, was my arms when you needed to be held. They turned their backs on you, who was there believing? Who said your troubles were only for a season? In church together, trying to pick up all the pieces. And now you betray me, I find you in the name of Jesus. Somebody please pray on what I'm talking about. Still young, trying to figure it all out. Feeling I need a hug. Anybody out there willing to embrace a thug? Feeling like a change of heart. And all I really need is a sign or a word from God. Shower down on me, whip me with your love. I need you to take me. Lift me up. Man, I tell you, it's enough to make you wanna give it up. Thank God for my fans, cause through it all, they showed me love. To my sister and two brothers, tell me, why can't we just try to get along with one another? Instead of hurting one another, fighting one another. Man, I pray to God he get my family back together. Let me see what I wanna see, just to blind me. All of these luxuries, whining at me. And then you push me out in front to get behind me. And then you set me up by blessing me to bind me. I'm a grown man with kids now. Stakes are higher, gotta go to church now to avoid the fire. Frankly, y'all, to keep it real, I'm just tired. Dreams of being dead, but the devil is alive. For real though, church folks, you need to stop judging. For real though, or you will be the first to be judged. For real, and women, stop depending on us men. For real, stop depending on the man above film. And as for Robert, here's what I need to do. Get rid of them clowns and get myself a whole other crew. Media, do your job. But please just don't make my job so hard. Somebody please pray on what I'm talking about. I'm still young, trying to figure it all out. Feeling I need a hug. Hey, anybody out there willing to embrace the thug? Feeling like a change of heart. Oh. And all I really need is a sign or a word from God. So shower down on me. Shower down on me now. I need you to take me. Lift me up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I'm calling on. Feeling I need a hug. Anybody out there willing to embrace and bring me? Feeling like a change of heart. And all I really need is a sign or a word from God. So shower down on me, wet me with your love. I need you to take me, lift me up.
Lift me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Heaven, I need.
Oh,
got your necklace. The next thief might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top Lord, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it. Kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but gas suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packed to move. I hope God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't focused so long. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. That my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug killers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to stay the way school needs teachers. The way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my singles, all radio nieces. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if it's take away from my sins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I dream about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out.
Are we living in a dream, girl? Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow. Your heart and mind, baby, follow. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, cause I'm my best when I'm with you. Put down your bags, love. I know in the past, love, has been sort of hard on you. But I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you. Protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. Help me to discover me. I just want you to be trusting me. I kinda laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me.
It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
Thinking you run my mind.
I know
you're right. You're right. You're right. You run so fast. You just might take time. Open up tonight. Tonight. Tonight.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Never small. That's what brought you this far. Oh, yeah. See, you got
on the floor. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come back. Let me see you go 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 back.
She's my for real.
Let it go.
Find a new uphill. She's so mine. You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Cool, I'm with it. Cool, I'm with it. Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm check you. Check it till it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you will escape through. Going like a nut, don't be a pup. And I let it play, cause dress is funky enough. Smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the funk into the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No God can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a chord. So conclusion, you will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using, knowing that it's tough, and it's not a buff, I think I'll let it play, cause dress it is funky.
Let's go, boy.
The funky hip hop music, so check it, check it, check it, check it, check it.
Give me what you promised me, 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 yeah, yeah, go.
Go, boy.
something more to listen for. DJ Disco.
DVC. Deep Vision Chicago. Music for the soul.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. until now by using our mobile app. Just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Better than you're saying it. Keep the work. Keep hope alive. And shalom to your brothers.
All right, shalom, thank you, brother. Shalom.
One thing we got to understand about white supremacy, the power comes from making it look like their rule is the natural order of things. Let me say that again. The strength of white supremacy is that they're able to make everybody believe that it is nature's order for them to rule. And as a result of that, they have convinced black people that it is natural for us not to rule. The reason why we have such a difficult time getting educated, finding jobs, holding jobs, is because we're trying to be successful in a system that is designed for your failure. You can't get water out of a rock, and you're not going to get black success out of white supremacy. Now, the contradiction in all of this is the fact that black people annually gross over $850 billion a year. We're the 10th richest group on the face of the earth. We don't own anything but the cash. We're the 10th richest group on the face of the earth. We are the richest black group on the globe. There is no group of blacks, black people in America, although we are only 40 million strong, gross more cash than any independent black nation on the face of the earth. The problem is we use all of our residual and disposable income to have fun, to keep my hair done, to get a nice car, to buy a bigger house, to wear nice clothes. We act like overgrown children who take their allowance and run to the candy store. And the reason why we do that is because slavery has taught us that we will forever be the children of white people, so we will allow our slave master to take care of the important decisions, and we will use our income to have fun. Churches get $3 billion every Sunday. $3 billion goes into the church tray every Sunday in America. With that type of money, you could be building 10 comprehensive high schools every month. 10 comprehensive high schools every month. There's no reason for a single black child in America to have to go to a defunct public school. There's no reason why black men don't have jobs. We have the economic ability to create an independent reality. Indians from India do it. Chinese do it. Even the Arabs do it. Every ethnic group in America, including Hispanics, have an independent reality except Negroes. Why? Because we are scared of white people and we hate ourselves. Until we deal with the self-hatred that exists within the black community, we'll never be whole. The reason why we don't have black businesses is because two black people coming together will not trust each other. Psychologically, unconsciously, I assume you're going to rip me off. You assume I'm going to rip you off. So the minute something goes wrong, as it always will in any business, we part company. You know why? Because we've been conditioned not to trust our brother.
Exactly. Right. We got a few minutes left on the line. I want you to put up this brother's contact information so people can contact.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in all flesh, shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Black man in America for the past 400 years has been like a boy in the white man's house, begging the white man for a job, for food, clothing, and shelter. And then after the white man provides him with all of these things, he turns around and has the nerve to get angry at the white man when the white man tries to control his life. How can people, a group of people such as our people, who own no factories, have equal job opportunities competing against a race that owns the factories? The only way the two can have equal job opportunities is if black people have factories as well as white people have factories. And then we can employ whites or we can employ blacks, just like they can employ whites or they can employ blacks. But as long as the factories are in the hands of the whites, the housing is in the hands of the whites, the school system is in the hands of the whites, you have a situation where the blacks are constantly begging the whites, can they use this or can they use that? That's not any kind of equality of opportunity, nor does it lend toward one's dignity. What does a black man look like begging for a cup of coffee in a white restaurant and doesn't have a job to back up to pay for it when he does get the coffee? It's putting the cart before the horse. Instead of the Negro leaders having the black man begging for a chance to dine in white restaurants, the Negro leader should be showing the black man how to do something to strengthen his own economy, to give himself an independent economy, or to provide job opportunities for himself. Not begging for a cup of coffee in a white man's restaurant. Number one, he must have a knowledge of himself, and this gives him confidence in himself. He has been brainwashed by the educational system that exists here in America to the point where he feels he was a savage in the jungle when he was before he was brought here, and this destroys his morale. So the number one thing that has to be done, he has to be retaught, he has to be re-educated and made to know that he's a man like anyone else, and then he can stand on his own two feet like others. Then if the black man, the black leadership, who has access to all of this money and has all of these degrees today, can't use his talent and his know-how to set up business opportunities, job opportunities, housing opportunities for the black people, the same as the white leaders have done for white people, then these black leaders need to get off the boat. They're not leading our people toward any kind of independence, but they're using their positions and their education and their talent to exploit our people worse than the slave master did during slavery.
If white immigrants can come to this country 50 years ago with nickels and dimes and no education, and come here and pool their little nickels and dimes and no education, and set up little stores, develop these stores into larger stores, develop this into an industry, which creates job opportunities for whites. Since Lincoln was supposed to have freed the black man 100 years ago, and today the black man, according to the government economist, has spending power of $20 billion per year. We feel that with the black man spending $20 billion a year, not setting up any businesses, not creating any industry, not creating any job opportunities for his own kind, he's not in a moral position to point the finger today at the white man and tell the white man that he's discriminating against him for not giving him a job in factories that he himself set up. If the black man has $20 billion, and these so-called Negro leaders are such geniuses that they can integrate white restaurants and integrate white factories and integrate, force themselves into that which the white man has set up, they should use this same ingenuity to show the black people how to pool our wealth and set up something of our own. And then we won't have to force our way into it.
We should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you who don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man is too intelligent to let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. We have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down, and then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you run it down yourself when you take your dollar out. And you and I are in a double trap, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town.
The Western World Wine Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldWine.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwine.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldWine.com.